Actually, I wanted to make the list of benefits of 108. I started my list, but I thought you can add also. So I give you 3 minutes just to think, each one of you, 4 benefits. 4 benefits of the confluence age, but based on your experience. Like, what is it that you experience the benefit in your life when you became aware of the time of transformation, confluence age? What is it that touched you, changed you, you know, something happened in your life, that benefit, if you can emerge it now in your mind, intellect, and write it down. 5 is okay, or 4 is okay? Start now, 3 minutes you have. Is it clear? Those who are coming at this time, the question is confluence age, the benefits of the confluence age. So we are thinking or writing what benefit I have experienced at this time of transformation, confluence age. So our question is confluence age and 4 benefits we have to think. 4 benefits of confluence age. Anyone is ready with 4? 4 benefits. What is it? Willing to change and study every day. Study about my real nature, connection with God, yes. Helping others. Okay, this is the time to help others. Creativity to change. Better person. Okay, anyone else from brother's side? Yes. Love of Baba and family, 1. For the self, happy and intoxicated. Enthusiasm to learn, 3. Enjoying the yoga, connection. Meditation, yes. Okay, anyone else? Yeah. Okay, Sonia? Uh-huh. Okay. 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 Bring benefit to the world. Okay. So, what I thought is similar, but addition. One is the confluence age. The benefit of confluence age is to have self-sovereignty. Self-sovereignty. In the confluence age. In self-sovereignty stage, so 2 things will happen with our mind. Either mind will be in the stage of master or slave. Master or slave. When I think about being a master, that is self-sovereignty. But what is that thought, awareness or consciousness of being a master? Because, of course, I know I am a soul, that is just information. Then every day, whole day, I live with that awareness. So I run my life with that awareness, with that self-sovereignty. Or I can say that I am a master. And then in that state of mind of master, I have full control over my senses, yes. senses. How many senses? Five and? Yeah, Baba says five, of course, the gross one. And three more, isn't it? Mind, intellect and sanskar, yeah. Because it is fine to have the knowledge I am a soul, but to be with that awareness and handling the situation or doing everything with that self-sovereignty, with that awareness of the self, and so that is the one main benefit of the confluence age, that I, the soul, am not slave to the senses. In other words, two things again, attachment or desires, isn't it? The mind is not working with the influence of desires. And it's not working with the pull of Iron Age relations. Because sometimes we find our mind, our thoughts, even sitting in meditation, you know, the thoughts of being pulled or influenced by the Lokic relationship or the body, even the karma of this body. That the mind is the slave of the body or bodily relationships or possession. So at this self-sovereignty stage, I am free from slavery. That means yoga, no? Freedom. That's why you will enjoy yoga. When your mind is free. Free from what? Free from pull. Pull. It's like a magnetic pull, no? Like Baba and me also is a pull, but based on love, isn't it? Pure love. And that's why it gives freedom. But if mind is being pulled by Lokic love, relationship, Lokic people, that is also called love, but it is not a freedom, isn't it? It is like a bondage. Or I feel obligation. I have to do, but I don't like to do. So the heavy feeling is there. It's not the lightness I experience in this stage. So the benefit of confluence age in my Brahmin life is self-sovereignty. So I am living a life of freedom from everything of the Kali-Yuga, Iron Age life, Kali-Yuga life. Because Kali-Yuga life is run by control of, the people control you, or atmosphere control you, environment controls you, or Lokic karmic accounts controls your life. But now I am out from this. Did you get it? Because confluence age, a time of transit, change, transformation. So I am standing in the middle now. Golden age and iron age. Now I am in the confluence age. So confluence age, the mind, it's not being pulled by my account of the 63 births. 63 births account is not so easy to settle, isn't it? 63 births. Sometimes it can be in the form of sickness, or it can be in the form of attraction, or it can be in the form of lack of something in my life can pull my attention, isn't it? So I have come out from that life. Which life? The life of bondage. Baba says the bondage or relationship. So I am towards, clearing account. So I have to really look at my feelings and thoughts, that these thoughts and feelings are not being influenced, because influence word means like subtly someone controls your mind, isn't it? Influences your thinking. Maybe the old karmic account is influencing my mind. So if it is, so then I am not in the confluence stage yet. Maybe intellectually I am thinking I am at the confluence stage, but when I look at my life, thoughts and feelings, that kind of life I start to look at, and there is no freedom, then I am not at the confluence age. Where am I? I am still in the iron age. So the benefit of confluence age is to shift, shifting here, that okay, I am a soul, but how I am living my life at the confluence age. So three things, self-sovereignty, the master and slave. Just look at your thoughts, whether I, even think or speak or act as a master or as a slave. To please others, that's why, or I am the sovereign, speaking with soul consciousness. I don't need to think I have to please to others. So it's a freedom there. And the second, in the confluence age, another benefit, very important one, is a stage of karanhar. Baba calls this karan karavanhar, the word. Yes. I, the soul, instrument to do. So what it means? In the confluence age, we have to go where? We have to go to incorporeal world, then come to subtle world, and then come to the physical world. Yeah. So this is in the confluence age, isn't it? Incorporeal world, Baba gives us the knowledge of incorporeal world, subtle world, and physical world. So I, the soul, am instrument, that is the thought, when I am here in this physical world. So let's now think incorporeal world. What are the three awareness, or you can say three state of mind you can experience when you are in the incorporeal world? So let's say, in the confluence age I came to know I, the soul, come from incorporeal world. So now connect now the stage of incorporeal world into the confluence age time with the people, connection. So can you think three things? First is, the mind will work not being like, not remembering the past. Because in the incorporeal world, the mind is free from the past memories. Isn't it? In the incorporeal world, Paramdham, no relative is sitting there. Is anyone's relative sitting there? Only in this world, isn't it? So in corporeal world, the mind is free from the past impressions, past memories. You like that life? Free from past. And second, also roles. No responsibility, no role to play in the incorporeal world. Do you play any role? No. Do you have any responsibility? No. It's a mind free from these thoughts. No thoughts of roles, no thoughts of responsibility. And the mind is not influenced by the past memory. Therefore, the benefit of that mind is, which benefit? Non-judgmental. It will not make judgments, because it's free. In the land of peace, do you make any decisions? No. So in the confluence age, Baba gave me this knowledge. Which knowledge? The knowledge of the incorporeal world. That in this time, I can experience that life. A life of freedom of responsibility, roles, and past memories. and no judgment, non-critical. I cannot criticize anyone. Do you criticize anyone when you are in the land of peace? If you criticize, you are not in the land of peace, isn't it? You are still here. So in the confluence age, I can take the benefit of being Paramdham Nivasi, the resident of the land of peace. So I come with that mind in this world, with non-judgmental, no past impression, no past memories, and no awareness of my responsibility and roles, freedom, detachment. So that detachment state of mind, only in the confluence age I can experience. Because golden age, silver age, copper age, iron age, I will have life with other souls. But only in the confluence age I can experience this kind of life. So connect now. So either soul come from the land of peace, just in this body, visualize, this is the soul I am, free from all kinds of past memories. Just pure soul came. Because actually confluence age is the beginning of the new age, isn't it? How I will live in the golden and silver age begins now. But now the body is only old, but the awareness is the new one, isn't it? The consciousness is new. New attitude. So this practice I can do in the confluence age. So the first one was self-sovereignty. The second one was the land of peace. In the land of peace is 3 points. Past memories, roles, responsibility, freedom and detachment. So with that awareness I come in this body to play my part. That is the second. The third benefit is that Baba in the confluence age gives me very important thing, benefit, which the whole world is fighting for. You know that? What is that? Baba gives me peace, liberation. Give me one word. Give me only one word, all together. Because if you look at the, family life, nation life, neighbor's life, everyone is fighting. Even the little children are fighting for that. And Baba has given me since I became his child. Baba has given me very beautiful thing. In the confluence age, one is called all relationships with Baba, right? All relationships with Baba, so that I can experience inheritance. Inheritance. So inheritance means the struggle, the fight for the rights, struggle, I need this, I need that, all is over. Do you feel your struggle is over now? Yeah? That means inheritance, isn't it? Still I am struggling, it means I have not, really experienced that inheritance of Baba. So inheritance comes when I have all relationships with Baba. So confluence age is the time of commitment. Commitment. Committed with God. Because we are starting the new cycle here, isn't it? So my role with other deity souls will begin in golden age, but now only my role in the confluence age is with Baba, with God. All relationships. And the benefit is inheritance. That means no battling and no struggle. No, I'm not asking for any rights. Do you ask any rights? I should sit there, I should sit anywhere you can sit. any place you go. But inside you have the experience of connection, with Baba you said, connection. That means inheritance from Baba. Benefit is inheritance, isn't it? So why Baba has given us this benefit is so beautiful, isn't it? Because in the whole world people are fighting. Their energy is being used in fight and our energy is being used with attainment. because if you put your thoughts into fight, you will be tired. And here we put our whole attention building our relationship with Baba, we receive the inheritance, gain. And the fourth benefit I thought about, confluence ages, is so nice because someone said service, you know, to help others. We are helping others, right? Service. So how do we help others in the confluence age? We do help, of course. We give 7 days course, we give lectures, someone meets us, we talk about Gyan. But something everyone can go do in the confluence age. And that is, that's very beautiful point. You know, remember in the Mama's book, someone asked Mama, Mama was sitting in the new car, Nirvay Bhai asked Mama, "Wow, the car is so nice. Isn't it, Mama? So beautiful." And Mama said, Mama is not looking at the car. Mama is, in the subtle world, she is doing service. You know? So you see, the car is material world, isn't it? Matter. You know? And Mama is staying where? In the subtle consciousness. That is unlimited. Unlimited. Because in the subtle world is unlimited. So my consciousness, subtle consciousness, free from limitations. So I am in the unlimited stage. So that unlimited stage is the one which is doing service. Isn't it? As soon as your mind is saying I and my, is not doing service. Again caught up into limitation. So the subtle consciousness of being unlimited. Unlimited state of mind is, from up above, I see everything. Isn't it? So I am in the subtle region, I see the world. In that state of mind, I see the globe, unlimited way. So the service which we can do in the confluence age is, through our subtle consciousness, being unlimited, in the subtle region. Because, there are 3 things actually. Remember, few months ago Baba gave the Murli. Baba said, 3 things we need in Brahman life. One is that we listen Baba's Murli, pure thoughts of Baba, we listen. So these pure thoughts we listen in the Murli, then we churn, isn't it? We think, we revise, we churn, we reflect. And that is also okay, Baba said, fine. At least your mind can be free from mundane level of thinking, free from gross thinking. And the second level, Baba said also, which is very important, is being lost. Lost in the love of Baba means lost in the love of those pure thoughts, isn't it? Experiencing, absorbed. Really, what is Baba? Sometimes you think it's the ocean of pure thoughts. So these all pure thoughts come from Baba. It touches my mind. All pure thoughts Baba has. Positive thoughts. All pure thoughts Baba has. So when I connect with Baba, pure thoughts. So Baba said that the unlimited stage, or you can call subtle stage, or you can call it the stage being lost in the love of Baba. We call it like really your mind is disconnected from the thoughts of the lokic, gross, ordinary world. Means you are coming in this world through the mind, do something and then you go back to, that subtle world. The subtle world, either you are churning the knowledge or experiencing the stage of being lost in love of Baba. That is the best stage, because being lost in the love of Baba means really your mind is not going to be pulled by any sorrow. disconnecting, you know. Even the vibrations cannot touch your mind of the world, Lokic world. No, means no one is remembering you also. Even they are remembering you, it is not reaching you. Why? Because where you are? You are experiencing the love of Baba. And that's why no human vibration can damage your mind. That is, Baba calls it, in other words, a stage of bodiless stage. That is the only stage where you are protected. And that's why Baba emphasizes, children continue to have that stage of bodiless. Because little bit less, you know, your mind, someone is pulling your mind. And you are thinking, yeah, someone is thinking about me. I should call that person. Attention is diverted. So being lost in love of Baba means freedom. Free from sorrow. Free from damage. Free from all harmful vibrations, whatever exists in the world, negativity. So the mind is protected. So only these stages we can experience only in the confluence age. Because sometimes in our Brahman life we are doing routine work, isn't it? Routine. But experiencing self-sovereignty, experiencing that subtle stage of being lost in love of Baba, unlimited stage. And the third one is, really I am the instrument, Karan Har. What is the best thought during the day you can emerge in your mind in the morning time? The best thought in the sense of self-respect, you know? What is the best thought of self-respect? Do you know? Right hand of Baba, special soul, definitely. All these thoughts. But before that, one thought, one more thought. The first one. Amritvela, when you 4:45, closing your Amritvela, get one self-respect thought. Then you close your Amritvela, okay? Otherwise your mind is open, no? So many thoughts. You converse with Baba or... But get one thought and then close it. Then whole day your state of mind will work on that vehicle of that thought. So that is, the self-respect thought is, I, the soul, am the master of this body. I, the soul, I'm the master of this physical body. Then again you can start another thought. First is this one. Then you can say, yes, I'm a child of Baba, I'm right hand of Baba, I'm a special soul of Baba. Then okay, whatever thoughts you want to add. But the first one is which one? I, the soul, am the master. Malik, you know. In Hindi we call Malik, is the master of this body. Now this thought is the vehicle for the whole day in the confluence age. Because we are working with the confluences. Just stay there in the confluence age. Isn't it? Because if my mind is working with the awareness of confluence age, it means free from all kinds of bondage of karma of the past. So only confluence age. But if I'm still struggling stage, you know, sometimes remembering, sometimes forgetting, that is still not a confluence age. Isn't it? My energy is sometimes pulled, isn't it? I remember sometimes, Baba, I am a soul. But today I forgot I am a soul, Baba. So where was I in my awareness? So who pulled my attention? Must be the past some account, isn't it? So the confluence age means really being aware of my mastership, that I am the owner of this body. Owner, master of this body. So I start with that thought. Then I can add other thoughts, whatever I like. And the last thing is, in the confluence age, we also get from Baba the benefit, other three things. We call it virtues, powers, and attainments, siddhi, success, success in Brahmin life. Because confluence age is the time we receive from Baba these benefits, the benefit of virtues. So only in the confluence age we are aware of these virtues, isn't it? That every day, of course I pay attention in my speech, in my action, but the first attention, you know, in my effort is thoughts. Thoughts, yeah. The virtues in my action. And the, Baba says always, powers also, no? The tolerance power, adjustment power. So only in the confluence age I become aware of virtuous powers. And then also the success, the attainment. So Baba gives us, of course, many, many benefits. Madhuban, family, knowledge, wisdom, beautiful atmosphere, toli, Brahma Bhojan, you know. So many benefits. Hundreds, thousands of benefits, you know. Meeting with Dadis, experience of unlimited family, international family, having 6,000 homes in 90 countries. Of course, these are benefits, isn't it? Wherever you go, you think, oh, there is center, oh, Baba's home there. And same atmosphere you get, same food you get, same routine you get, Amrit Vela class, everything you get, wherever you go. Isn't it? Of course, these are so many benefits, but they all are attainments, fruits, success. But comes from where? No? The confluence age awareness. That is the confluence age. Remember, the three, four main ones. Self-sovereignty, and the second one was Karanhar, and the third one, yeah, serving through my, yeah, I am high up above, no, not in this world. Which world I live? I live in the subtle world, angelic world, or I come from the incorporeal world, because you connect with the confluence age. Confluence age is connection with this. Only in this physical world we are coming to serve. But we live where? Through the mind. Where we are living? We are living either in the incorporeal world or we are living in the subtle world. Either you are churning knowledge or lost in love of Baba. There is no other stage you are experiencing ups and downs. In this material world, you can experience ups and downs, isn't it? Heat, cold, all these things will affect my state of mind. But confluence age means this, staying up above. Neither in Kali Yuga, not yet I am living in the golden age, but I am in the transit time, confluence age. You like these transit homes? You know, people have transit homes. Which is our transit home? Yeah, subtle world, yeah, subtle mind, subtle consciousness, unlimited consciousness, Baba calls it. So that is our home. And that's the state of mind I maintain during the day in my Brahmin life. Because if I don't pay attention to that subtle consciousness, I don't maintain, what will happen with my mind? It will be full by sorrow, and then I will create another karmic account, isn't it? So then I am going into the Kali Yuga all the time, living in the Kali Yuga lifestyle. Even though maybe I am wearing white clothes or having a badge, doesn't mean I am a Brahmin, isn't it? The mind is not experiencing that benefit of the confluence age. Because confluence age also means Bap Dada, isn't it? Bap Dada. I only look at Bap Dada. That is confluence age. Subtle region appears only in the confluence age. No? Bap Dada also confluence age. And what is Bap Dada's task? Is to transform. So I am in connecting with that energy of transformation all the time. Once I ask one question to Daddy, Daddy, how do you find easy to tell someone their correction? And she said, first is that, of course, in the confluence age, we have to help each other to change, isn't it? We have to help each other to transform. But how you can transform each other, not just correcting others as a teacher or with dislike way, but be a friendly with them. But tell them that what is it you can transform in you. But with friendly way. She says that is called true friendship, when you can help each other to change. So confluence age is also to be aware that I have come to Baba to change. Yeah. Sometimes I think mind gets caught up into, like doing routine work, I think I am changing. But sometimes it can be just a routine. Every day same I am doing. But the change, that why I am here, what is my aim and objective in the confluence age, is to change myself. So I was thinking one day, even change also you have to connect with your thoughts and feelings. Let's say today, my thoughts and feelings are, very, very happy. So I change, isn't it? And tomorrow, let's say for 1 minute, 2 minutes or 10 minutes, my thoughts and feelings changed. It went into little bit ordinary, not negative, just ordinary. Then also, I went back, isn't it? So confluence age means constant change, not to go back. So if I go back in the confluence age, that is not confluence age, isn't it? The confluence thoughts are the thoughts of changing, always. Like, let's say, maybe I have just even little percentage of being ordinary. Confluence age means like, let's say, subtle, unlimited consciousness. For a while my mind becomes into limited consciousness. Then limited consciousness, even for a while I came down from unlimited to limited, that is not again confluence age. Isn't it? So confluence age has connection with attention, in connection with change, transforming my stage, transforming, changing myself, or confluence age also means being with Bap Dada, and the confluence age also means only server. Three things we have to do in the confluence age: be with Bap Dada, be server, that's what confluence age is, isn't it? And I also felt one thing more of the confluence age was really being an observer, looking at my life, that I am settling all my accounts. Have to be also be attentive, that I am just settling all accounts of 63 births. Maybe you cannot see 63 births, but we do have, sanskara, some kind of packet with us, parcel with us. So we have to look at those, the subtle sanskara in us, memories, 63 births. That I am now in the confluence age to change all this, settle all this. Accounts. Maybe not gross level accounts with people. Maybe I settle that. But still in the form of sanskar. So I see the confluence age is the time of this old settling of the 63 births account. So how do I know I am settling? When I finished complaining, isn't it? Because once Baba said in the Murli, those who are complete, they don't complain. And so when the mind is still complaining, So where this vibration of complaint is touching the mind? Is coming from where? Maybe I don't complain through the mouth, but maybe I'm complaining in the mind. So this thought is coming from where? Must be from the one of the birth, the 63 births, sanskara, whatever I have developed is coming from there. So that's why confluence age means settling at the level of thoughts. And that's why the best practice is to really live up above, isn't it? Stay up above in the subtle world. Just come down that I, the soul, am Karanhar. I just came in this body to do my action and return back to subtle world. I think that's the beautiful stage I can experience in my confluence age Brahmin life. Not to stay too long in this Iron Age world. No, Iron Age world, you understand, no? Rusty feeling, heavy feeling, guilty conscious feeling, you know? The feelings of being pulled here, pulled there, battling, this is all the Kaliyug feelings I am carrying. So where I am staying? In this feeling or the feelings of detachment, being with Baba, being absorbed in love of Baba, or just even thinking Gyan, you know, using that energy of thoughts, you know, reflecting Baba's knowledge, you know, pure thoughts, living in that life of pure thoughts. So we can see now where we are and what are the benefits I am experiencing. During the day you can travel these worlds, the incorporeal world or subtle world. Just come in this physical world for a while and go back to the subtle world. Silence, you know, or angelic mind, light. Nothing pulling my attention. So we can just stay there. Because you know one thing which touches me of Mama's book was this thing, that Mama said, you know, oh, most of the time she's there, you know, in the subtle world. In subtle vibration, because vibration can touch so many hearts, minds around the world. So when Mama said, I am in that world, then I am serving. So that is means confluence age service. Serving through my mind. That only we can do in the confluence age. Copper age, iron age, we were reading, repeating, isn't it? That is copper age, noise. Confluence age is silence. Going into silence, serving souls through silence. If I am repeating, even in my mind, still I am in the, where I am, not yet in the confluence age or up above. I am still connecting with the sound world, isn't it? And Baba is giving me this opportunity to go into silence and experiencing that stage of confluence age. I think it's awareness, constant change, you know? That constant change. Every thought is coming in your mind, is bringing a new change, new change, new change. That's confluence age. And the benefit of confluence age. So I stop here. Then if you have any question, you can ask me. We have few minutes. Then we will do Yoga Bhatti, 1 hour of the confluence age. Is it clear? So what we can do in the confluence age and what is really confluence age? It's not a physical thing, isn't it? Confluence age. It's the really awareness of that time, and where to live through our consciousness. You can travel with full attention, you know, like for example during the day you have full attention that now it's the time to be with Baba. Let's say, you know, this thought came in your mind, you know, now I want to experience being observer, you know, like that. So bring this pure thought first in your mind. With that thought travel to Baba or to subtle region, or to be aware that, yes, this is the time, you know, evening time now. Let's say it's evening time, no? Now it is the time, you know, souls are open. Isn't it like they say evening time is the time when the birds are going to home, people are stopping the business, you know. They say transit, again confluence, no? It's a transit time. Packing up the business, starting to go home. Even in the Lokic world, people are doing now, huh? Going back home. So their thoughts of the mundane level of business, wanting to earn money, greed, all this energy is packing up. No? They are going home, isn't it? So for me as a Brahmin, confluence age Brahmin, my time is also, this is the time to touch their mind, isn't it? So I bring the thought in the mind, it is now the time to be angel. No? I am light. Even my mind also not being pulled during the mundane level of thought. No? Like any thought of the day, it does not pull my attention now. Finished, pack up, and now I am serving the souls. Those who are wandering souls, you can also give peaceful thoughts to them. Peaceful thoughts. You also tell, these are the souls, also are peaceful souls. I am also peaceful soul, giving peace to these souls. But immerse these thoughts, not just your attention is somewhere else, you know, and then you say, yeah, Baba says, you're stretching, you know, all the time here, what Baba says. You know, that is very low energy, you know that? When you are stretching here, the memory of pure thoughts. So our mind has to be like, you know, bubbling pure thoughts. Many, many pure thoughts should come automatically. It's like a flow of pure thoughts keep coming in your mind. Not that you are really here mentally struggling, still nothing emerging, and then maybe going to sleep. And that is really not confluence age, isn't it? Sleep is which age? Maybe I am in different age. So confluence age is like really a confluence, you know, the ocean and rivers confluence, you know, meeting point. So your mind is meeting with the ocean, pure thoughts. Baba's pure thoughts, you know. Your mind is meeting the pure thoughts. It's not physical, isn't it? Your thoughts are meeting Baba. No? Pure thoughts. You're connecting with pure thoughts. So the flow of pure thoughts keeps coming in your mind. That's confluence age, isn't it? Or you go into stillness, silence, that is confluence age, isn't it? But your mind is remembering any human being because of some kind of account which has not been settled, and that is not confluence age, isn't it? Still the memory pulled your attention of the past account. You know? So be aware of your thoughts, what you are thinking. So quickly disconnect from that energy and connect with the pure energy Baba. So, okay? So let's travel to subtle region. Subtle region. Or you can go to Paramdham, the land of peace. So we have 1 hour yoga bhatti.